Shalom, 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 people of God. People of God, shalom, I greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. People of God, we are in the house of prayer, healing sermons and the prayer house. Healing sermons and the prayer house is a prophetic and a deliverance radio broadcast channel. Yes. All is for the glory of God in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Healing sermons and the prayer house, you can find it on Podbean. On Podbean, healing sermon, you can find it on Facebook, YouTube channel. I would like to inform you, people of God, that this service is live broadcasted on Facebook, on Twitter, YouTube, and Podbean. We thank God for this opportunity that He has granted us. We thank God for His love, for His kindness. We thank God for the breath of life He has given us. People of God, today we are going to pray. The title of our dedicate is The Rapture, the Tribulation, and the Second Coming of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We are not going to finish this program. It's a big program and an important one. You know it very well. Every time you and I, we preach the gospel of prosperity, the gospel of prosperity, everything related to the desire of the flesh, restoration, blessing, healing, all these things. But we forget that the time is moving on. We forget that Jesus Christ of Nazareth is coming like a thief. And we do not know exactly the day he's going to come and fetch the church. You are the church of God. No matter the situation, no matter the persecution, you need to understand, my brother, my sister, that Jesus Christ of Nazareth loves you. He is our Father, our Redeemer, our God. He will never abandon you. He will never forsake you. My people, today, you and I, we are busy praying. We are busy praying, asking God to deliver us, to bless us. But in many occasions, we forget that Jesus Christ of Nazareth is coming and to fetch you and I. By the time He comes to fetch you and I, the requirement is that Jesus Christ must find inside our body the Holy Ghost. The Bible is saying that you and I, we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. So, the Holy Ghost must dwell inside you. The Holy Ghost must dwell inside you. The Holy Ghost must dwell inside me. By the time the Messiah comes to fetch us, the Holy Ghost must be inside you. But the issue is that you and I, we are running after money. We are running after honor. We are running after prosperity. We are running after things of this world. And we forget that Jesus Christ of Nazareth, He's planning and to come and to fetch the church of God. You are the bride, okay? And Jesus Christ of Nazareth, He said Himself that He's coming to fetch. Who will challenge the Word of God? The Word of God is true, because from the beginning, from Genesis up to the book of Revelation, people of God, we understand that the Bible is true. Who can say that crossing the River Sea, the Red Sea, was a lie? Who can say it, that crossing the Red Sea was a lie? Who gonna say it? Who gonna say that Jesus Christ did not die on the cross of Calvary? Who can say that? That Jesus Christ did not die on the cross of Calvary? Who can refuse the truth of the Bible? Who can refuse the truth of the Bible? My brother, my sister, you and I, we can't refuse the truth of the Bible. So, from the beginning, from Genesis up to Revelation, we have seen the man of God. We have seen King David. The story is true. King Solomon, the story is true. The story of the Bible is true. Now, we can't say that the rapture is not true. We can't say that the tribulation is not true. We can't say that the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth is not true. I pray that the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth give us the grace to continue to maintain our salvation. The salvation that the Lord Jesus Christ has given us shall be maintained by the grace of God. It shall be maintained by the grace of God in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Raise up your voice and pray like this. My Father, help me maintain the salvation that you have given me. Pray like that. Pray. Help me maintain the salvation that you have given me. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, pray. Oh Lord, help me maintain the salvation that you have given me. Pray like that. Pray like that in the name of Jesus Christ. Help me maintain the salvation that you have given me. In Jesus' name, amen. Yes, my brother, my sister, remember, the title of the dedicate of today is The Rapture, Tribulation, and the Second Coming of Jesus Christ. What is the rapture? What is the tribulation? And what is the second coming of Jesus Christ? Some people, they confuse between the rapture and the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no confusion between the rapture and the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, the first coming of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth is when he came in the form of a human being, a baby. Okay? A baby. Yes, he came from the womb. He came through the womb of Mary. That is the first coming of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. But the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth must not be confused with the rapture. Must not be confused with the rapture. Yes. Welcome, VD Tisbees. The second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth must not be confused with the rapture. Remember, my brother, my sister, the rapture is different from the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. The first coming of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, it is when he came in the form of a baby. Then he grew up and he died on the cross of Calvary for you and I. He prepared our salvation. He prepared you and I. Now, there will be the rapture. After the rapture, then there will be tribulation. Okay? Now, just during the tribulation and then before the end of the tribulation, now Jesus Christ of Nazareth is coming. That is the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to understand the three main periods. We're going to talk in details. But the first period here is the rapture. Do not forget it. The first period here is the rapture. The second period is the tribulation. Because the Bible is telling us that by the time the tribulation comes, before the tribulation starts strong, Jesus Christ, by his love, he will already take the bride. He will already take the church. You and I, we will be taken in heaven. Then after the rapture, there will be tribulation. Meaning that those who are going to remain here, they will be under the frustration of the power of the devil. Tribulation will be stronger and stronger and stronger by the time Jesus Christ takes his children. Now, after the tribulation, Jesus Christ loves us. God loves us. The Bible is saying there will be the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. He will come with the power. He will come with the glory. He will come with the power. He will come with the glory. You're going to see those three periods with the biblical verses. Let us take our Bible. Today we talk about the rapture. I know that we are not going to finish this message this week. It's going to continue up to next week because it is very important. This is a teaching. It is a teaching for those who love Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My brother, my sister, you and I, you have to understand, why are we wasting our time with the things of this world? What is the importance of earning many things of this world? Then you die, you leave them here. Your family start fighting over it. Even they can't give even 50% to your children. What is the importance of missing heaven just because of things of this world? Why are we wasting our time with the things of this world? Why are we wasting our time with the things of this world? My brother, my sister, let our souls be ready. Let our souls be ready in a daily basis. Your soul must be ready in a daily basis. Why? Because we do not know the time Jesus Christ is coming and to fetch you and I. So, our soul must be ready. Our soul must be ready. Must be ready. The Holy Ghost must not be frustrated inside us. Do not quench the Holy Ghost, my brother, my sister. Do not quench the Holy Ghost, my brother, my sister. Yes, we talk in this program, yes, about three main periods. Three main periods. We talk in this program about three main periods. Okay? The rapture, the tribulation, and the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Now, today we do the introduction with regard to the rapture. Let us take our Bible, people of God. Yes, let us take our Bible in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes, First Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 10. First Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 10. Be connected, my brother, my sister. I begin to read in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. First Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 10. And to wait, then faith, brother, then faith, please. Don't shake. Yes, First Thessalonians, chapter 1, verse 10. And to wait wrath. It means that before the tribulation cue us from the coming wrath. There is a coming wrath, my brother, my sister. There is a coming wrath. You need to understand it. I'll read it again. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 10. Please take note. We are talking about the rapture. Why Jesus Christ will come for the rapture? Because there is a tribulation. There is a tribulation. Jesus Christ of Nazareth must spare you and I. I will be spared. You will be spared. Say it in the name of Jesus Christ by faith. I will be spared. You will be spared by the grace of God. I will be spared. You will be spared in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Pray. Because there is a coming wrath. There is a coming wrath. There is a coming wrath. The wrath from the devil. the wrath from the devil. The wrath from the devil. There is a coming wrath. The wrath from the devil. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, He loves you. He loves us. That is why He's coming to fetch you. Be ready, my brother. Be ready, my sister. Be ready. Be ready, my brother. Be ready, my sister. Be ready. Be ready. Oh Lord, raise up your voice and pray. My Father, give me the grace to maintain the salvation that you have given me. Give me the grace, Jehovah, to maintain the Holy Ghost in me. Give me the grace, oh Lord. Give me the grace, oh Lord, to maintain the Holy Ghost in me. Give me the grace. I do not want, oh Lord, I do not want, Jehovah, to quench the Holy Ghost. I do not want, Jehovah, to quench the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I do not want to quench the Holy Ghost. Help me, Jehovah. Help me, Jehovah. Help me, Jehovah, not to quench the Spirit of the mighty God. I do not want. I do not want. I do not want, O Lord, to quench the Holy Ghost. Pray like that. You will not quench the Holy Ghost by the grace of God. Hallelujah. You will not quench the Holy Ghost by the grace of God. I will not quench the Holy Ghost by the grace of God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Pray again like this. My Father, spare me from this wrath. Spare me from this coming wrath. Spare my soul from this wrath. Spare my soul from this wrath. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, spare my brother, spare my sister from the wrath to come, from the wrath to come, from the wrath to come. Oh, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, spare me, O Lord, from the wrath to come, from the wrath to come. According to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 10, spare your church, spare your church, spare your church from the wrath to come. Spare me, Jehovah, from the wrath to come. Spare my brother, my sister, from the wrath to come. Spare us, spare me, Lord, from the wrath to come. Remember me, O Lord, remember me, Jehovah, when you are coming, when you are coming, when you are coming. Remember me, Jehovah, remember me, Jehovah, remember me, Jehovah, when you are coming. Remember me, Jehovah, when you are coming. Remember me, Jehovah, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by His mercy, will remember you. The Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by His mercy, will remember us. The Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by His mercy, will remember His church. The Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by His mercy, will remember the church. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, remember me, Lord. Remember me, Jehovah. Remember me, Jehovah. Spare me, O Lord, from the wrath to come. According to the book of 1 Thessalonians, spare me, Jehovah, from the wrath to come. There is a wrath coming. There is a wrath coming. There is a wrath coming. Spare your church. Spare your church from the wrath to come. Spare your church from the wrath to come. Spare me, Lord. Spare me, Lord, from the wrath to come. Pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes, pray. Pray, my brother. Pray, my sister. Pray. The Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth is listening to our prayer. The Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth is listening to your prayer. Yes, yes. Spare us. Spare the church. Spare the church. Spare the church, Lord, from the wrath to come. Spare me, Jehovah, from the wrath to come. Here I am. My brother is here listening to this program from different parts of the world. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, touch everyone, touch everyone. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, accept the reconciliation with someone. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, accept the reconciliation with someone. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, accept the reconciliation with someone. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, dwell in, dwell in, dwell in, dwell in. Spare someone from the wrath to come. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, accept the reconciliation with someone. Dwell in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You are busy praying, my brother, my sister. You are busy praying, my brother, my sister. The Lord Jesus Christ loves you. He is busy listening to your prayer. He is busy listening to your prayer. Be sincere. Be sincere. The Holy Ghost is coming right now to reconcile with you. You have frustrated the Holy Ghost. You have quenched the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is coming right now to reconcile with you. The Holy Ghost is coming right now to reconcile with someone. There is a wrath to come. There is a wrath coming. There is a wrath coming. Tribulation. Jesus Christ loves you. He has organized the rapture, a movement, a spiritual movement that will make you to go to the air and to meet the Messiah. Your body, physical body, will be transformed. Your physical body will be transformed, will be transformed, and to have a glorified body. My body will be transformed and to have a glorified body. Your body will be transformed and to have a glorified body. You and I, we will go to the air to meet the Messiah, to meet the Messiah, to meet Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes. Yes, being alive in your body or being dead in your body. By the time Jesus Christ comes, your body shall live. Your body shall live. Your body shall live. My body shall live. Our body shall live. By the grace of God, by the power of the mystery of the rapture. By the power of the mystery of the rapture. By the power of the mystery of the rapture. My body shall live. My body shall live. Your body shall live. Confess it in the name of Jesus Christ. We are saved, my brother, my sister, by the grace of God, but through your faith. We are saved, my brother, my sister, by the grace of God, but through your faith. Confess this. You have conquered the devil by the power of your tongue, through your testimonies and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Jesus Christ, spare my brother, my sister, from the wrath to come. Spare my brother, my sister, from the wrath to come. According to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 10. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Spare my brother, my sister, from the wrath to come. Spare someone from the wrath to come. Spare my body, my spirit, my soul from the wrath to come. Oh Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I do not want to quench the Holy Ghost. I do not want to quench the Holy Ghost. Someone does not want to quench the Holy Ghost. Oh, have mercy. Bring down the Holy Ghost to reconcile with someone. Bring down the Holy Ghost to reconcile with someone. Bring down the Holy Ghost to reconcile with someone. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jehovah. Thank you, Master Jesus. 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 In Jesus' name, amen. Remember, my brother, my sister, we are talking about the rapture. Why the rapture, people of God? Because God loves you. He loves me. He must come and to fetch you. The love of God is obliging God to come and fetch you. The love of God is obliging God to deliver his children. The love of God made God to sacrifice Jesus Christ to die on the cross of Calvary. The death of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary shall not be in vain. Shall not be in vain. In my life, I am saved. In my life, I am delivered because of the work of the cross. Because of the work of the cross. Yes, the work of the cross will not be in vain. Jesus Christ of Nazareth did his wonderful work. It is for me. It is for you. It is for me. It is for you. In the name of Jesus Christ, the grace of salvation, the grace of salvation, the grace of salvation, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Pray again like this, my brother, my sister. We are about to finish. We want to continue because this is a long teaching and the prayer of deliverance, prayer of reconciliation. Pray again like this. My Father, make me part of the rapture. Make me part of the rapture by your grace. Make me part of the rapture by your grace. Pray like that in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus' name, amen. The last biblical verse before we end in the next 3 minutes. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 9. The Bible is saying, for God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah! The love of God. The love of God. The love of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Master Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Jesus Christ. Jesus, Lord, Jesus, as you are watching this service, receive the grace of reconciliation between the Holy Ghost and you, between the Holy Ghost and your spirit. Receive the grace of reconciliation between the Holy Ghost and you. Between the Holy Ghost and you, receive the grace of reconciliation. Receive the grace of reconciliation. Between the Holy Ghost and your spirit. Between the Holy Ghost and your spirit. Yes, Jesus Christ loves you, my brother, my sister. The rapture. Why the rapture? Because there is a wrath to come. There is a wrath coming. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 10. There is a wrath coming. There is a wrath coming. Jesus Christ loves you. Tribulation is coming. Jesus Christ loves you. Tribulation is coming. He must take you to heaven before the tribulation, before the wrath to come, according to the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 10. Now we have read 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 9. The Bible is telling us that God did not appoint us. He did not appoint you to suffer. He did not appoint you to suffer. He did not appoint you to suffer wrath. He did not appoint you to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation, to receive hallelujah. Oh Lord Jesus Christ, raise up your right hand as we pray. We close this service. We're going to continue. We will continue tomorrow and Friday and next week. Don't miss this service every Tuesday, every Wednesday and Friday from 1 p.m. South Africa time. We are talking about the rapture, the tribulation and the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. As you follow this service, my brother, my sister, the Holy Ghost reconcile with you. Raise up your right hand as you follow this service. Yes, Sister Divine O2. Raise up your right hand in heaven. Thank you, Lord. My Father, you have taught us today that there are three main periods in our spiritual life. The rapture, the tribulation, and the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. You love us and do not want us to suffer during the tribulation. That is why you have prepared the mystery of the rapture to take us to go and join you in the air. Lord Jesus Christ, you said in your Bible, in your word, that the Holy Ghost must dwell in. The Holy Ghost is the passport to go to heaven. Let, O Lord, that passport not depart from us. Let the passport of heaven not depart from my brother, from my sister. Let the passport of heaven not depart from my brother, from my sister, from me, O Lord. Because you said in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 10, you created us not to suffer. You bless us not to suffer. You died on the cross of Calvary for us to live and to have life and life in abundance. Oh Lord, there is a wrath coming. There is a wrath coming. There is a wrath coming. Deliver me, oh Lord. Deliver my brother. Deliver my sister. Following this prayer right now. Deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ, by the power of the mercy of God, by the power of the love of God. Oh Lord Jesus Christ, send the Holy Ghost to reconcile with someone. Send the Holy Ghost to reconcile with someone. Someone is already praying. Someone wants to reconcile the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost was quenched. The Holy Ghost was quenched. The Holy Ghost was quenched because of sin, because of our mistake. Oh Lord Jesus Christ, you did not create us to suffer wrath. There is a wrath to come. There is a wrath to come. There is a wrath to come. Deliver us, oh Lord. Deliver someone, Jehovah. Deliver someone. And Jehovah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Lord remember the work of Calvary, the work of Calvary, it is for you, it is for me, it is for us. Hallelujah. Yes, the work of Calvary, it is for you, it is for me, my brother, it is for you, it is for you, my sister. Yes. Jesus Christ loves you. He 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 loves you. You love me, Jesus. Say it. You love me, Jesus. That is why you died on the cross for me. You love me, Jesus. That is why you died on the cross for me. You love me, Jesus. That is why you resurrected for me to have life in abundance. Say it. Hallelujah. Say it, my brother, my sister. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Master Jesus. Thank you, Master Jesus. Thank you, Master Jesus. Thank you, Master Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jehovah. Thank you, Jehovah. Thank you, Master Jesus Christ. Yes, thank you, Master Jesus Christ. I can see the mercy of God falling down. I can see the mercy of God falling down to bless someone. I can see the mercy of God falling down to bless someone. I can see the mercy of God falling down to bless someone. Reconciliation, 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 reconciliation. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. My brother, my sister, let us applaud for the Holy Ghost. We have finished this service. People of God, we are going to continue this service tomorrow from 1 p.m. South Africa time. And Friday from 1 p.m. South Africa time. Remember, people of God, that today we have our evening prayer, evening service that will be live broadcasted in this radio channel from 9 p.m. South Africa time. Don't forget. Don't forget. Don't forget. Jesus Christ loves you, my brother, my sister. I bless everyone who has followed this service. Blessing in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. share the service. Don't forget, if you are following this service from Facebook, don't forget to click on like in order to receive notification. If you are following this service, yes, from YouTube, my brother, my sister, don't forget to click subscribe in order to follow this service each time when it is connected live. If you are following this service through Podbean Radio broadcast channel, do not forget to share. Do not forget to share this service. Inform someone to join us tomorrow from 1 p.m. As you do so, the Lord Jesus Christ will continue to bless you. My name is Pastor Daniel Waxon in the studio, Healing Sermons and the Prayer House. Feel free to contact me to the following number, +27 62 791 6167. Remember, we continue this message, this teaching, this week and the next week. Don't miss, inform someone to be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, shalom, my brother. Shalom, my sister. Our God is good all the time. Our God is good. Hallelujah. Merci, Seigneur. Thank you, Lord.
Go check out Healing Sermons and Prayer House with Pastor Daniel Waxon. Available today on Podbean and more. Go to podbean.com and search Healing Sermons and Prayer House. Offering live healing services on this radio channel. This offer is for a maximum of 5 family members that can enter the online healing studio to pray for the sick. Check out the website for more information, themosthighgod.org, and tune into the podcast. You can also find it on Spotify, Amazon Music, YouTube as well. Search Healing Sermons with Pastor Evangelist Daniel Waxon, the founder of the Trinity of the Most High God. That's DanielOuakson. Many episodes up for you to listen to already. Make sure you subscribe to be notified of future releases. And you can also connect and stay tuned on Facebook at The Perfect Healer, on Twitter at Daniel Marketer, or just download